This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Last season on Robots of the Company.
Oh, you think you're loony, do you? Oh, you haven't even seen loony. And furthermore, I love this crew so much, I'm resigning from my current position and joining this crew permanently. Because I'm taking over this ship and gonna kill every last one of you.
And now, the conclusion.
Nah, I'm just kidding you. Oh, you should see the look on your wee faces.
Wait a minute. You mean you're not going to kill us?
Oh, kill you? No, I'm not gonna kill you. The very thought of it. Well, that depends on your definition of all right. I mean, I am going to report how truly whacked out the crew of the Titan One are.
Then we're all on report.
On report?
Yeah, I thought you said we weren't loony.
Oh, and you believed me. That's what makes it so funny, laddie. Because you're all about as nuts as they come. And believe me, the company will take steps. All right, ladies, I'm out of here. Good day to you.
Well, how do you like them apples, eh?
Merde, I can't believe this. Season 2 of what, mon capitaine?
No, Captain, I'm sorry to say that's not quite right.
You have got to be joking. Huh? Merde!
No, that all happened about 9 months back, Captain Punch. You must be a little confused.
Merde. No. A month before Santacon Day, we were all on the Dr. Philbot show when all our minds got mixed around.
Yes. The time before that, you all were on that bot war exercise.
Yes, and that is when we were all blown to smithereens, when Bundo's Armageddon Bear exploded. That's probably what happened. You lost your marbles when you lost your head.
Game show? Brisco?
Imagine it, Brisco on a game show. Tell us another funny one. Next you'll be telling us that Squeak isn't really a girl bot. Oh, he really is messed up.
Off his rocker.
Oh, you just don't get it, do you? You just don't get it at all. Gah! Typical.
Sad. Really.
What you're thinking, Robots of the Company finally returns with an episode entitled Erectile Dysfunction, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell. I wonder what that's all about.
There you go, Captain Punch. Feel better now? I think they have a remedy or two for that these days, Captain. Well, I've always had problems with reality, to be honest. For instance, is it obstacle or popsicle? I'm always confused about that one. Way down in Bay 10, huh? That's down in the lowest level of the ship, Captain. It would take me a while to get there and back. Well, okay. I guess I'll see you guys in about a month.
Hey, Apuch. Get back. Get back from where? You sure you're all right, Captain? Because I ain't gone nowhere. I've been here the whole time. Huh? Reporting to that bucket of bolts? Why should I do a thing like that? Look, with all due respect, Captain, if anyone's going to be assigning duties around here, it's going to be me, same as always. Yeah, you look like you could do with some rest. You're really not looking too good these days, Captain. And watch that rust.
Expect Santa Con himself. Tell me about it. I'm finally freed from that bloody awful prison cell, only to end up trapped behind that bleeding filing cabinet. I mean, would you believe it? Would you believe that a large mountain goat kidnapped me, held me in a prison cell on an asteroid in the Quag Nebula, then suddenly fell over, stone dead, after which a group of little green pixies came and rescued me just in the nick of time? Oh, forget it. I'm getting out of here. If anyone wants me, I'll be down in maintenance. I think I have a few screws loose.
Oh, hey, Squeak. Zippity-doo! Boy, I forgot about this room. I bet it needs a good spring cleaning. Lucky I'm here! Oh, hey, Captain Pudge. Sorry I didn't see you there. How can I help you today? Oh, no, not at all. I see him all the time, or I used to, but then I started seeing... Wait a minute. I see two... Yep, two dust bunnies right up your voice synthesizer. Let me get that for you, Captain. Zippity! Oh, sure, Captain Pudge. I'll listen to anything you have to say. I mean, you're the captain after all, and you're in charge. Whatever you say goes. I mean, who am I to question you? You're the skipper, the boss, you're the head honcho of all us bots, and I have nothing but love and respect for you and all creatures everywhere. What were you wanting to tell me? I don't know, Captain. Why do you bother? In that case, I better be off then. I have 14 more decks to clean before lunch, and I hear we're having oil stew today, and you know how much I love oil stew. Chef would never forgive me if I was late for one of his meals, because you know how he takes pride in his cooking, and I wouldn't want to disappoint him by being late for lunch. So if you'll excuse me, Captain, I'll just be on my way. Bye-bye!
Must you? I mean, I was in the middle of a game of chess I've been playing for the past 5 years with the computer aboard the SS Squig. Not that you care, mind you, but can this diagnostic stuff wait a little while? Like, say, a year, maybe two? For the moment, yes. You aren't actually asking me to degrade myself for performing a lowly task like repeating what I just said, are you? Seriously? Yes, that's what I implied. By General Order 17 of the official company charter, you'll be relieved of duty for being faulty equipment on the 26th day of September in the year 3006. Are we done here, or do you still want me to do that diagnostic thingy? Boy, you're good. I'm so impressed that you actually know how to read a calendar. I go now, Captain. I'm about to take his bishop. It's his last one, mind you, which means in exactly 3,151 more moves, I will put his king in check. It's no simple game of chess, Captain. It's Venusian multidimensional chess, actually. It takes a minimum of 127,500 moves to complete a game. And it's getting rather heated, so if you'll excuse me, I really must go now.
Psst. Hey, Captain! Yo, Butch! Butch, over here! As a matter of fact, you can. I have a confession to make. I had to employ a bit of clever subterfuge earlier. I'm sorry I had to lie to you, Captain, but it was necessary. I had to ensure that no one suspected that anything was out of the ordinary. Well, it certainly isn't now. Listen, I really have been off the ship for the past year, because I've actually been working undercover. Hey, did someone move that filing cabinet? Ah, drat! You didn't! You let him out? But Captain, there are two of them. I'd better go find him before...
Before what? Hushin' wipe? Before I find out that you've brought him back on board?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, too late! I'm on to you now, and I'm gonna stop you!
Yeah? You and what army?
Me bring Daddy! Me bring Daddy!
Me and this army.
You will bow down before the might of Excelsior and Sun! We will destroy you!
Oh no, Captain Putsch. I think this could really be the end!
Robots of the Company, episode number 301, Erectile Dysfunction, was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell and starred, in order of appearance, the computer, Steve Anderson, Dr. Freud Botticus, Jonathan Patrick Russell, Sphinx, Jim Barber, Putch, Joe Thomas, Zimtron, Jeff Niles, Payload, Captain John Tatterjack, Shinwipe, Kay Wu, Old Squeak, Jonathan Patrick Russell, Briscoe, Kyle Boers, Squeak, Sally Wiggett, Bundles and Excelsior, Teg Gray. The Robots of the Company theme tune was written and performed by Daryl Looney. The associate producer was Kay Wu. The sound designer, post-production editor, script editor, executive producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series, Robots of the Company, created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, is copyright 2007, Dream Realm Enterprises, all rights reserved. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the expressed written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled credits to bring you this update. We now come to you from DreamRealmSite.com, so join us there on the web from now on. Also, if you'd like to email us, please do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. That is all. Now, back to your regularly scheduled credits. Take it away, me.
What were we thinking during the making of this audiogram? Join us next time as the insanity escalates for the robots of the company in an odd episode entitled Bots, Plots, and Audio Tape. As always, this is the Creditor asking you to stay tuned.
Rook to queen 4. Bet you didn't see that coming, did you?
Yep, saw it coming 65,327 moves ago. You are so predictable.
This has been a production of Dream Realm Enterprises.